Whoa, dude. This guy just ran across the street with his dog. Not at a crosswalk. Very few lights around. Right in front of a streetcar barreling down the road. What a nutbag, man. Could have got creamed. Whenever you hear, every once in a while, someone gets hit by a streetcar, and it's like, really? It's on a track, man. That's your fault. That's how that shit happens. I keep seeing these lightning flashes. Lightning crashes. But I don't know, someone was shooting fireworks, and then the streetcar that went by just sparked a big spark. But that really looks like lightning. It's got to be. Hope it doesn't start raining on the way home. So I'm just walking home from me and Battle Countdown Mike, Monjo Mustard Mike. We went to see Brian Johnson from the podcast Tell Him Steve Dave. It's one of my favorite podcasts. He did a little live show here in Toronto with Malcolm Ingram. It's at this little weed cafe. It was fucking cool. We had some weed cookies, and it was just... the place was full of weed smoke. I still feel kind of fucked up. Ate a lot of candy on the way home. Felt compelled to spend my last $7 on candy. Damn, I was looking for a street. Strawn Street? I missed it. I don't see this shit here. Anyway. Oh, that's gotta be lightning. Oh, man. So it might start raining at some point, and then my primary worry will be to make sure this recorder doesn't get wet. It's gonna be tricky. Till then, though, just, yeah, a little ham radio. Let's listen to some songs. This is a band called the Rural Alberta Advantage. While I'm mentioning shit that I like, there's this guy named Wheezy Waiter on YouTube. Does little video blogs. He's really funny. I like him. He did a live broadcast once, and the first thing he did was he played a song by this band, so I went and downloaded them to check them out. This is not that song, but this is a song they do called... Oh yeah, I can't read it because of my MP3 player being messed up. If I already know the name of a song, I can deduce it from these little hieroglyphics. But I don't know what this is. So, the Rural Canadian Advantage with a cool song on ham radio.
Tumbled, I'll hold you forever. Under the rubble of the mountain that tumbled, I'll hold you forever. I'll hold you forever. And they'll build up another on the bodies of our brothers, and I'll love you forever.
So there's this band from Canada on Saddle Creek Records called The Rural Alberta Advantage, and they have a song called Don't Haunt This Place, and I couldn't get it out of my head all day long, so when I got home I had to learn it, and now I'm going to play it for you, and this is my ninth try.
Don't haunt this heart, don't haunt this place. Your heart beating slow as it beats out of pace. West Side apartment grows lonely and dark. West Side apartment has two more empty hearts. I see your keys hanging in the same place. They haven't moved for a month or even a day. This is hard, it was fun, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years from the day. I need you now, I need you then. I never wanna feel this again. Separate the room with painful divides until there's nothing left to remind. I never wanna see you again. I never wanna feel this again. Turn off the locks and the pitfalls knife until I find something you left behind. The things we never had, the things we wish would come back, because we need this so, so bad. Cause we need this so, so bad. We tremble in the night for the things we wish that were right, because we need this so, so bad. Cause I need you oh so bad. Don't haunt this heart, don't haunt this place. Your heart beating slow as it beats out of pace. West Side apartment grows lonely and dark. West Side apartment has two more empty hearts. I know I hurt, I wanna betray. It's not like me to make your heart break. It was hard, it was fun, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years from the day. The things we never had, the things we wish would come back, because we need this so, so bad. Cause I need this so, so bad. We tremble in the night, the things we wish that were right, because we need this so, so bad. Cause I need you oh so bad. Don't haunt this heart, don't haunt this place. Your heart beating slow as it beats out of pace. West Side apartment grows lonely and dark. West Side apartment has two more empty hearts. I know it's right, I know it's okay. And I wanna see you now and again. This was hard, it was dumb, we should do it again. Give ourselves some time, 10 years from the day.
Yep, that's probably about as good as I'm gonna get it.
That's a pretty cool little song. That reminds me of New York. Just that seems like the kind of song that would be popular the time I was in New York, which I guess was 2008, largely. The oohs, especially. Yeah. Can't do that, that's for sure. Yeah, I definitely feel like, God, there's that lightning again. I found Strawn Street, at least. Yeah, I feel like I'm letting some good memories back in with New York. Like, it's turning rose-colored. I'm seeing the change. I oftentimes think back to just the vibe of it now, and I don't feel that bad about it. There's the cool parts starting to stand out a little bit. All right, this is a song I was kind of dug. Because, well, look what I did tonight. Went to see this Tell 'Em Steve Dave thing in this weird little weed cafe. It's like sort of hidden underground comedy cafe, it's called. Underground Comedy Club. It's in the back room of a head shop. It's really cool. It just opens up into this whole little club, and I guess it's not secret. I mean, I guess it's legal what they do. But how legal can it be? And there's a little audience, about 50 people. And we're all just hanging out to see this cool show that we like. And it's like that with a lot of good shit. You know, Keith and the Girl? There was always that wonder, is like, are Keith and the Girl going to be the next sort of Howard Stern? Could it really blow up on the mainstream? And now it's kind of settled in that it's a show of that guy Lucas, who's their intern. I liked how he put it, that it's cult. It's a cult show. It's not going to explode mega huge, but it doesn't need to, and it's better than it doesn't, you know, that it stays what it is. That's what makes it stand out so much to us, those of us who are into it, is that, you know, it's not watered down at all. It's exactly its own thing. And then, you know, same thing with this Tell 'em Steve Dave thing I went to. And then even right down to us, the few thousand people that listen to XO and the few hundred that listen to Vinyl Countdown, that's plenty to me. I mean, I guess it'd be nice to make money or whatever, but man, I don't know, the cult, it's just a cool thing. Just to do stuff for the sake of it, for it, because it's fucking awesome. And have your little audience that, like, even if every single person in the world is just like, boom, you're now aware of this thing. The numbers would get a lot bigger, but they wouldn't, you know, the huge majority of the world wouldn't care anyway. It's just, it's the nature of the kind of stuff that we do. And it was definitely that way with the Insane Clown Posse. When I heard of them, you know, it was over 10 years ago, and it was just like a funny, weird, cool thing. And then you dig into it a bit and you're like, it's just really neat how they built this whole thing on their own. They built their own little thing, and it was never going to be huge, and it couldn't be. It's like, it's too idiosyncratic, but it was cool. And then all these years later, for, you know, them to pop up in like SNL and everyone's like, you know, making fun of them. Did that really help? I mean, I don't think it hurt. I don't think anyone who was into them stopped being into them. But I doubt anyone knew. I mean, some people probably did, but it's like even just awareness of the Insane Clown Posse didn't, it just sort of made them a target to be, you know, made fun of. It was never intended to be mainstream. It was never intended to be displayed to everyone in the world. And it didn't really work out so great that it was. Well, me and Mike were, I mean, we walked all the way from Queen Street East near Degrassi. And walking all the way to Dufferin. So we were on one side of downtown looking at the CN Tower an hour ago. Now I'm on the other side looking at the opposite view. Yeah, so this is not Insane Clown Posse. This is their friend's band, Twisted. The song's called Bury Me Alive, and it's just about that type of thing. It's just like, let's just keep this shit underground. Let's just keep it amongst ourselves, because that's all we need, and that's all that makes sense. So it always makes me think of our podcast, and podcasts in general, I guess. But yeah, it doesn't need to be big. It can just be for us, and in fact, it makes more sense that it is just for us. So this is Bury Me Alive by Twisted.
I don't give a fuck, right? Dead face with the eyes white, intimidate you with my eyesight. I try to hide from the average. Every day we start static. Live with the maggots, masters of the black magic. My shit's for killers with the twisted tabs on their backs. My shit's for killers who walk around with the axe. My shit's for killers screaming, I would rather die than see you motherfuckers doing MTV Live. You can keep the mainstream life and all the hoes. I'm steady cussing in videos for juggalos. I'm underground where the dead don't sleep. Keep us a secret to the world and watch the posse increase. So if you feel me, won't you bury me alive?
Bury me alive.
Run with the psychopathic hatchet dance. Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Keep it in your click, fuck the outside. Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Run with the psychopathic hatchet dance. Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Keep it in your click, fuck the outside.
Bitch, I thought you knew. Cause we sealing up the mainstream ears with crazy glue. So they can hear a word we say. We stay twisted, speak of voodoo. Them bitches wouldn't understand it anyway. Walk with an axe when the sun falls. Talking through the Ouija board for predictions of the Holocaust. Give a fuck less about a video or airplay. We stay unedited and scream till they hair gray. This is your shit, it was made for you. Don't let the radio influence you and tell you what to listen to. And everyone at MTV can suck my dick. Telling me we'll be the shit if they label us a buzz clear. Fuck that, we be beneath the underground. We rose with the hatchet, you can hear the wicked sound in your ear.
drums. Don't let the others get a taste. And if they start to bump, they're gonna smack them in the face. And then bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Run with the psychopath to catch it and
hide.
Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Keep it in your pig, fuck the outside.
Put the flurry of fuck shots. God damn, they ruthless. Put the flurry of fuck shots. God damn, they ruthless.
This ain't no club since, so ain't nobody dancing. I only fuck with the dead and my motherfucking advances. Chances are, you out of luck when you fucking with the killers. Psychopathic, fuck it, we be the illest. Keep it the realest, like everybody else doing that. I'm in the back in black, chilling with the bloody axe. When we attack, we have your whole crew shook. You fake hoes, no twist and blow your goddamn.
I got your moons, man, I don't give a fuck. Perpetrators, you can suck my nuts. Say you bought the album, but don't know a single cut. Use a bandwagon rider, giving juggalos a bad name. We'll fuck you up for that, bitches ain't no fucking game. Fuck all that shit that they print, bro. Magazines is toilet paper glorified for the assholes. Fuck publication, syndication, music segregation, cause we run beneath the nation. So bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Run with the psychopathic hatchet dead.
Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Keep it in your click, fuck the outside.
Put the flurry of fuck shots. God damn, they ruthless. Put the flurry of fuck shots. God damn, they ruthless.
Bury me alive.
Run with the psychopathic hatchet dead.
Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Keep it in your click, fuck the outside.
Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Run with the psychopathic hatchet dead.
Bury me alive.
Bury me alive.
Keep it in your click, fuck the outside.
I wonder if you can hear that at all. There's like rolling thunder starting now. The lightning continues. It seems like it's coming from right over my house. Maybe they're doing Frankenstein experiments there. It's gonna start just pouring anytime. Which is the only reason. Oh fuck, there it went again. Super bright. Am I supposed to count now for the thunder? Still don't hear it. Anyway. Could it be? There it is. That was at least 4 or 5 seconds. What does that mean? 4 or 5 miles? But what does that mean? I don't know. I don't have that much further to go. Oh, that thunder keeps just hitting a lot, though. Yeah, if I didn't have the recorder, I wouldn't care, but I gotta keep this thing from getting wet. So let's bury it away while I play another song. This is, shit, I guess I don't know what this band's called. This is the latest in my continuing series of songs that Joel sent to me for an XO I'm working on. This is called How Does It Make You Feel? Seems like I should have played this by now just because it's so groovy, but I'm quite sure I did not. Nice little cool instrumental with some of that computer voice over top. It's pretty cool. How Does It Make You Feel by Unknown Cool Band. Here on Midnight Thunderstorm Radio.
Most beautiful entity that I have ever dreamed of.
man, that song, and I mean all love songs lately, of which there are many. Oh shit, I just felt a raindrop on my cheek, which made me think of what song to play next. Yeah, I just read Chester Brown, the cartoonist. I really like him. His book, I Never Liked You, that came out in the 90s is super great. But yeah, he just did this one called Paying For It about his 12 or 15 year history of frequenting prostitutes. Whoa, that lightning looked awesome. And it's kind of cool. It's a comic book, you know, you can read it in a couple hours. Goes through his whole history with prostitution, and he makes a lot of good points about why it should be decriminalized. I mean, it's just... it's a lot of technical squirming, you know, all morality-based stuff of why it's illegal, because it really doesn't add up logic-wise, but then his reasons for, you know, it's not as convincing as far as his decision of, like, foregoing getting a girlfriend and prostitution being just as good and fulfilling whatever needs he has. Maybe it does for him. He's a little bit of an odd duck, but yeah, that didn't seem like the life that I would want to have. However, what he did say, though, that did make sense, is his reason for going down this route was just that relationships, it's always just horrible, you know, when you get in this monogamous relationship and you feel possessive of them and jealous, and you have to try to own them, or you can't help but feel that you own them, and it just causes so much conflict and so much tension, so much friction that never occurs in a normal relationship with a person. Like just a friend, like in particular, his last girlfriend, Sukyun Lee, who's kind of famous in Canada. But they broke up and they stayed friends all this time. They're still friends. He did some artwork for one of her films like 2 years ago. And he said they were better friends than they ever were together. You know, like instead of this tumultuous, short, romantic relationship, it turned into just a really solid friendship that lasted over a decade. Like that's got to be the better thing, right? And he makes good arguments that maybe it's not just that we all fucked up, like, oh man, I can't seem to make a relationship work. What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Why aren't I more mature? Why aren't I better able to handle this? And maybe it's not, you know, a coincidence that everyone is like that. Everyone has such an enormously hard time keeping a romantic relationship together. Maybe it really doesn't make sense. Maybe it's not the right thing to do. Made me feel a lot better about not having a girlfriend and that I'm really not actively pursuing one. Because you do just get that stigma that, or that feeling from society that you're like a loser unless you have a girlfriend. But just the problems, so many problems that are not around. I guess the thing is I just need to make more female friends. It'd help balance things out a bit. It's starting to rain kind of hard, but I'm under a tree. So I'm okay. As soon as I leave this canopy, though. So that's the thing, is even if I start buying into that idea, like, yeah, maybe romantic one-on-one relationships are not so great. Maybe I'm not wrong to be taking some time off. But what is the alternative, you know? You can't just switch over to polyamory. I mean, you need to be raised with that. That's the whole societal stigma that, like, I was totally raised the other way, just to believe in romantic love and one-on-one and sticking together even though it's impossible and really kind of damaging for people to try to maintain that. And just what Chester Brown did, just hitting a prostitute up here and again, it's just no way. Even the way he dealt with prostitutes was just like, it was only like the 7th prostitute in that kissed him, and then like the 10th or 11th that actually looked him in the eyes while they were fucking. Like, it really was just mechanical banging, and like, oh man, that is not what I need. Oh, it's starting to rain quite hard. God, I'm just too high to stop talking. All right. So it was, last week especially, it was raining like crazy. Just days and days on end. It never seemed to stop. And it would be like, tomorrow for sure it's going to stop raining. And it would rain again. Rain, rain, rain. So other Keith, my roommate, he's a bartender. So he's coming up with a rain mix to play. All songs about rain. And it made me remember this song by Moby called Raining Again. That I forgot all about. I haven't played since real early ham radio, where I was up in the projection booth back in Vancouver. So Raining Again by Moby while I put this fucking recorder away because it's getting wet. What am I doing? Why tempt fate? All right, Raining Again, Moby.
Never know, but nothing less. Couldn't see that I had guessed. Couldn't see, couldn't stay away. Never even stopped to dream that I'd see anything. And the world just coming out so cold. Door and a pulling me in. Nothing here but nothing left. Cold hearted, stuck in this. Couldn't say the kindest words we knew. Everything I tried to say, but no one listens anyway. I had to give up everything I knew. Some more time and we watched the girls try something new. Didn't even stop to see that it was breaking me and the world's just coming out so cold. What you want you couldn't get, you couldn't wait for something less, you had to give up everything you knew.
So this is actually the next day. Once again, raining like crazy. This has been one rainy fucking spring, man. Toronto. And this is just raining so silly hard. It's like I had to just go take a look at it. Just watch it coming down. I missed this kind of rain when I was in Vancouver. It never rained hard like this. And I always liked it. Although I guess it's raining so hard it's coming in the door, even though I'm just standing by my back door looking out. So I should probably get the fuck out of here. But yeah, I forgot to... just remembered all of a sudden. It's like, oh yeah, I started recording a ham radio yesterday. That pot cookie kind of did me in a little bit. And just the constant, I don't know, the hours of hotboxing. I don't even know how much secondhand weed smoke affects you, but maybe some. here's another song. This might be enough to finish off the show. It doesn't need to be long. is this band Beulah that I've been playing some. I got the acoustic version of their last album, Yoko. So I might have played this song already, I don't remember, but it's called Don't Forget to Breathe. I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, I think so, when I was down in the food court. Anyway, this is the acoustic version. It's a really cool song here on this rainy day in Toronto. Yeah, I think that'll wrap up. That's enough for an episode. KeithCourage.com. Fuck yeah, I'm getting all wet. Shit, gotta go indoors.
Your last words will not be heard. Well, too many of them no one deserves. Landmines hiding your lines. There's too many maps and not enough signs. I don't need your love. Lie away, wide awake. 'Cause in my dreams I'm dying. Wait for life. Kill the night, but is it worth me trying? A deep breath out on the steps. Well, it's only air that you feel in your chest. I don't need your love. Okay, you staked your claim. It's only blood you have in your veins. I don't need your love. Lie awake, wide awake. 'Cause in my dreams I'm dying. The sun will rise and the moon will die. But is it worth me trying?
Let it run.
And it's so late, and where will you stay? It makes no difference, 'cause it's all a dream.
Dream, motherfucker.
Tomorrow I'll wake. Tomorrow I'll wake. It makes no difference. It makes no difference.
Grabbed the umbrella so I could run outside and take a little stroll in the rain. You can still hear some rain, it's still raining a bit, but I missed the cataclysmic mega blast that only lasted for like 10 minutes. It's just like a flash flood of craziness. That made me think of another song, maybe a couple songs that I want to play. So I was listening to Saul Williams' second album, which I really liked the first Saul Williams album, and then the second one was a lot different, so I just had a harder time getting into it. And then I liked the third one as well. I just kind of need to go back to the second one, because it is such a strange one. It stands out. But what was strange is, as I was going through just deleting each song, is I was like, yeah, okay, delete, delete, delete. You know, because I only wanted to give it one, and then one re-listen. The song that stuck around that I was like, oh, I should hold on to that. Maybe I'll listen to that one another few times. It was weird. It was not the expected one. It's like, Black Stacy is clearly the awesomest song on it, but there's this song called Grippo that's really kind of shit. I don't know. It's just so weird. He raps all weird and the instrumental's all weird. It's just a fucking weird tune. For whatever reason, I was kind of feeling it. I was like, yeah, man, Grippo. So here's Grippo by Saul Williams.
Substitute the anger and oppression with guilt and depression, and it's yours. It's yours. Substitute the anger and oppression with guilt and depression, and it's yours.
It's definitely starting to rain harder. See, it's kind of weird too. I'm just wearing t-shirts and shorts. Everybody else that's out in this weather has got like fucking rain slickers on, like they're ready for this shit. I'm definitely getting kind of wet, but hey, what do I care? And this is cool. I love walking through the rain. I just love the way the rain looks when it hits the pavement. The little, that's how you would draw it in a comic book, you know? There's no point drawing the rain. You just draw the little circles that it makes when it hits other puddles. Kids didn't know it rain. Something I always liked about when I used to read Japanese comics, it seemed like they're just the formula, once it, you know, sinks in on you, they're not fun to read anymore. But they used to be great, because they would do like romance comics, you know, just slice of life comics, day-to-day stuff that our comic books certainly didn't do. Not even our books. I mean, we would just have like harlequins, you know, just like childish shit. Somehow comic books for Japanese teenage girls seemed like, I don't know, it was a cool thing. I liked that stuff when I was a teenage boy. And yeah, there's a lot more of that. Establishing shots, you know, the environment that you're in is an important part of Japanese comics. Girls comics, at least. Shoujo comics. I don't know, man, maybe I should go dig up some of that stuff again. I used to really like that kind of stuff. Maybe I still would. Maybe there's something that's not just silly. Anyway, sort of related to that type of thing, I found this fan edit somebody made of the movie Garden State, where, if you remember from like XO, me talking about that, how obsessed I was with the trailer for Garden State, and how I liked the movie, but the movie wasn't the same as that teaser trailer. The tone wasn't the same. Basically, this guy, it's called Large as Ark, because that was the original title for Garden State. It's kind of tricky to track down. I don't know. If you want to see it, drop me a line. I'm sure I can get you a copy. But he re-edited the movie. He took out some of the jokes. He added in some deleted scenes. He changed some of the music. Because in the 5.1 mix, the music's on its own track. You can just take it out and put in new music. Which seems crazy to do, because the music in Garden State was such a big part of it. But he does a really good job, and it just kind of makes the movie, it brings it down a little, makes it a touch less wacky, and a touch more serious, so that it focuses a lot more. It's amazing how much the tone of the movie can change with just little tweaks. It seems like it focuses a lot more on the main guy, Largeman, coming out of this drug haze that he's been on, prescription drugs, for the past, you know, decade or so. I don't know, it's really cool. But he didn't change every song. For instance, he left the one, the house party, when he first gets back to Jersey, where the 07 song In the Waiting Line plays, which I was like, nice. That's, you can't replace that moment, that whole section, that is so great. And it reminded me how awesome that song is, so I went and downloaded it again. So let's listen to that. You see, 9 to 5. I'm back home now, talking quiet. One last song I just thought of that fits with the Garden State thing is the song Caring is Creepy by The Shins, is in that movie, and it's awesome. It's one of my favorite songs. It's so good. So this is a live acoustic version by The Shins singer James Mercer, and it's very nice.
Your glass, hold it in. Never betray the way you've always known it is. One day I'll be wondering how I got so old, just wondering how I never got cold, wearing nothing in the snow. This is way beyond my remote concern of being condescending. All these squawking
breaks. All right.